One of the things that I've discovered along the way is that the more that we live in alignment with ourselves daily, you know, in our culture, we have that, you know, hustle and, you know, grind it out kind of stuff, which is it's the antithesis of really what I teach. I think we do have to have structure, and it's good to map out your goals and so on and so forth. But at the core of it, it really is about alignment and energy and what nurtures you, what energizes you. Because what I've discovered is if you're paying attention to your body, your mind, and your soul, like, or your spirit, and you're energizing the activities that you do, the things that you choose to read or taking a walk or, you know, all of those things will contribute to what I call your personal frequency.
Welcome to the Living Courageously podcast. This is a place where women can really connect with themselves through the lens of courage. What does courage mean to you? What does it look like to live a courageous life? What does it mean to turn these dreams and these thoughts and these visions into these lived experiences and these realities? I'm your host, Ashley Strong-Smith. In this lifetime, I've been blessed to continuously live through a place of courage, turning my dreams into realities and truly experiencing a life that is far better than I could have ever imagined. My greatest inspiration is bringing the very tools, rituals, practices, and tangible resources to you alongside the courageous women that you'll meet here. Ultimately, building a community around women choosing courage over fear, creating their dream lives. Living Courageously community, welcome back. I am yet again so honored and just feel so blessed to be able to bring another inspiring and courageous and motivating and just blissful and beautiful soul into this community. The woman that I'm about to introduce just really has a special place in my heart. So we were introduced through the power of photography, and I photographed, she had a multiple day event several years ago, pre-pandemic, that not only was I so honored to photograph, but then I was invited on the last day to like really sit in it and just getting to see her and her truth and her wisdom. And just like, there's a grace about her presence and the way that she communicates. It just really had an imprint on me. And I don't know if you know this, but there's this YouTube video by Steve Harvey called Jump. And you shared it at the beginning of your 3-day conference. And that video, and just, it's a 6-minute video on YouTube of like Steve Harvey doing an interlude in between his Family Feud set. I think they were like switching around the set. And he does impromptu conversation and speech just about the power of like truly living and not just existing in this lifetime. And that has become such a like heartbeat and my inspiration and what I do. And I just really want to first say thank you for sharing that with me. And to the Living Courageous community, this is a lovely woman named Deanna Long. Welcome.
Thank you, Ashley. Oh my gosh, I loved reliving how we got together in that description. So thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I actually think before I even photographed that event, I think I did photos of you on the beach now that I think of it.
Yes, you know, our connection started with a fellow yogi. And I had asked my yoga teacher if she knew of a photographer, she recommended me to you. And so, yes, we did a couple kind of like nature shots, which were beautiful. And I ended up using this on my website. Yes. Yeah. Which was great. And then I had the event that you just shared about, and I loved having your presence there. I mean, talk about presence. You have the most beautiful, serene, and wise presence. Mm. You truly do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
So true.
Tell this community, who are you?
Oh my gosh. That is such an open-ended question.
Really,
who I am today.
Yeah. I can go anyway.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. Well, I'll share some kind of like basic things that I think might be useful to know. So I have been in this world of supporting and empowering others. I mean, since I was like on the playground, I think really, I've just been a natural encourager, and I love to understand what motivates people and what inspires people and what makes them tick, you know, just like to really know who they are. I absolutely love that. And it's just been part of my nature since I was a little girl. And that is true. Some of my friends used to call me Dear Abby. There used to be a syndicated columnist, you know, that you could ask questions to. And that was my nickname when I was younger. So that was kind of funny. But now, you know, my work has actually evolved in so many iterations and so many times. And I think that's true for a lot of us, because as we grow, then our contributions and how we show up and what we do and what life brings to us evolves and changes. I used to be a therapist. So that was I call that my former life. And then I discovered coaching, which was, I think that was about 18 or 19 years ago now. So a long time ago, but that was actually when coaching just came onto the scene. And so when I pursued that, and I love getting educated. So I'm a lifelong learner, and I'm always taking classes and courses and reading books and the whole deal. Yeah. And when I discovered coaching, I went to school for it, you know, and got certified and like through my iteration of being a coach, have done a lot of trainings and things, so much so that now I also train coaches, so, and mentor them and supervise. So it's a love affair. I love coaching because it's so empowering, and it's so about the person in the moment and where it is that they aspire to go to. What do they want to create for themselves? And I've been creative in terms of how I do my work. I work with individuals, but I also love, love, love in-person events, which you had mentioned that you had photographed mine. And those are so, just being in person and in connection with like-minded women who are being vulnerable and courageous and open to what's next for them. You know, what's their next level of their experience in their life? I mean, as I'm like talking about this to you and to everyone, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is just the most expansive and dynamic and just joyous, really, experience to connect with women in that way. So that's one of my passions and loves.
Oh, I love that. And I'm like such a testament to it. Actually, when I started transitioning this year from full-time photography into coaching, I actually was so gracious and scheduled a call, because I'm like, did you go to school? Like, what training do you have? Yeah. Like, is there a method? You know, I'm so curious. And like, you really, I could just feel your love and passion, not just for you being able to work with people one-on-one, but you being able to really like shepherd and support coaches themselves for them to be able to support people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like ripple effect. It's really tremendous. I'm so blessed, so grateful that this is what I get to do. I absolutely love it.
I can tell that you do. In this moment right now, what are some things that you're most grateful for?
Oh my gosh. I know when you and I talked about this, I love to ask that question of others as well. And I positive psychology actually has this as a practice, and they've researched it. And being grateful makes you happier, and it's provable. And it just feels amazing to be able to pause and to like appreciate what you have, even if it's the smallest thing. And even if it's like kind of a crappy day, there's some glimmer of something good that happened, even if it's so tiny. But for me, oh my gosh, we have a new puppy, and she is just like such a doll, and all animals have their own unique personalities, and hers is, I've not met this one before. She's amazing. And so we're just super blessed and grateful to have her. And my family, oh my gosh. And there's so many things. I'm really grateful for where we live. I'm in San Diego. And that's actually one of my stories, you know, in terms of being courageous and taking the risk to do something new, different, and big. And I celebrate the fact that we're here, and we've been here for a few years now, and it's a glorious lifestyle. I really, really enjoy it.
Well, I love that. And I'm just going to have you dive right in. So actually, before you explain a little bit about your courageous moments and like what got you to San Diego, I would love for you to really just reflect on and share what your connection and definition to courage means and is.
That's such a, I love the theme that you have of the work that you're doing, because at the core of making any kind of change, being willing and open to follow your calling, whatever that might be, it takes courage for sure. Oh my gosh. So I know all of us are like, you know, it's like we all connect on that, because we know that to be true. And when I was, you know, I don't even remember when I did this, but I looked up the word courage, like the actual physical meaning of it, you know, like what's in the dictionary. And the French have their own unique way of defining it. And the word, the first part of courage is cœur, and that comes from the French language, which means from the heart. And I just fell in love with that, because I'm like, oh my gosh, because it's like the callings of the heart and the bravery it takes to fulfill that, to move forward and to live into whatever that is for each person. So that's kind of my open, creative way of describing what courage is. Yeah. But it's at the root of everyone's dream, whatever that is.
It's so beautiful. And I just feel like it makes me want to like hold my heart and like, so simply put, like it has to come from the inside and not from the outside.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, you know, I mean, I feel like we're in a real goal-driven society, you know, and motivation and get things done and like the hustle and all that stuff. And that really, for the most part, doesn't have heart in it. And that's a really big distinction, I think, for us as women particularly, and this is true for men as well. You know, like what is true for us, and what do we really aspire, what's calling us? Sometimes we don't even know what it is. We just know something's coming, and we kind of just keep moving, following the breadcrumbs. And even that takes courage, you know, when you don't know, but you're like, okay, I'm just going to keep leaning in, see what's next, see what shows up, and all of that will take you somewhere new.
Yeah. I love that you use the analogy of following the breadcrumbs, because I think that's something, it's been a theme with a few of the women I've been coaching, is like, I just feel like right now my like job is to follow the breadcrumbs and follow the breadcrumbs. And it's true, because it's like there are little signs that the universe sends us, or whatever you want to call the universe, that are just like, okay, like, this is the next path to take. And this is the next conversation to have. And this is the next book to read. And this is the next person to connect with. And this is the next experience to have. And although in the moment, it may kind of look more like a, what is that? A pinball machine? More so than like the breadcrumbs. But like when you move through it, you can see how interconnected all of these moments are, and how deeply interconnected laying these breadcrumbs and following them are.
Oh my gosh, 100%.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about some of the most courageous acts that you've experienced in your life. And I know you alluded to one that I'm excited to hear about, and I hope the community gets too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like our whole life is like a series of new, you know, like what's next for us. And all of it requires courage. So, you know, that's something that I also like to really just emphasize, because sometimes we think it has to be some big, gigantic thing. It could be the most subtle thing, but it's a shift for you that you're making a different choice. And the whole world may not really even think it's a big deal, or may not even, I don't even know, give you any kind of credit for it. But we know what it took for us to maybe say a truth, to speak what is true or what's on our heart, or have that difficult conversation, or perhaps even distance ourselves from someone that it just isn't in alignment with us anymore. You know, there's so many different ways in which we can be courageous. And I feel that I have, you know, had a lot of those, you know, on my own personal journey. But the one that I'm most, that I just so celebrate and I love so much and I share it a lot was my dream of coming to San Diego. And what was interesting, you know, we were talking, I used to work as a therapist. I lived in the Midwest and I had a very happy, sweet life there. All my family was there, everything, you know, all good, nothing to complain about, certainly not. So I had this really great life and I discovered coaching, and that was a risk because I, you know, had put a lot of education and, you know, time and all that stuff in my career. And then I stepped into something new that wasn't even really recognized by mainstream America, and especially in the Midwest. On both coasts, there was a little bit of more coach action, if you will. Now it's pretty much, you know, very widespread and even global. But at that time, it was like crickets almost, you know. And so I took a risk there, and that took some courage because I could feel that it was the right thing. But no one around me even understood what the heck I was doing. You know, they're like, what are you coaching? Like football? Or I'm like, no, let me try to explain this. It really was hilarious, but it was also challenging, you know, because it was hard to actually build clientele and things because people just didn't have a reference point for what coaching was. So that was one of the first places that I really, I just recognized, okay, I really want to get this message out because coaching is so powerful. So I started coming out to San Diego for coach training and marketing development and business development, things like that, to really build my own business so that I could get the word out and that more people could experience coaching. And every time, Ashley, that I came out to San Diego, and I can remember this one time literally where I stepped out of the plane and I felt the warm air, and it probably was really super cold where I had just left. And I just was, it was almost like I got kissed. You know, I'm like, oh, and my body just kind of sighed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm home. And then I heard myself say that. And I thought that was like the craziest thing to say. Why did I just say that? Like, I'm not really home, you know, I'm here for, you know, this 5-day training or whatever it was. But honestly, that seed was planted and it did not go away. I wanted to be here on the West Coast. I just could feel it. It was in my bones. I wanted it. And I didn't see any way that that was possible. Like, my husband was in a family run business. There was just, my whole family was there. It just seemed like the impossible dream. It really did. Wow. And the thing about dreams, when they're in alignment for us, they don't go away. We can kind of like, you know, it's like kind of push them under or talk over it or, oh, well, it'd be nice, you know, and just kind of try to push it away. They just keep coming up. And as you were saying about the breadcrumbs, it's like all the signals, you know, it's like, and literally, I would just keep getting invitations to come out here. And so it reinforced, of course, you know, my love for it. And so long story short, it was something that it wasn't an immediate manifestation. Sometimes that happens with our dreams, which is beautiful and wonderful and exciting when that does. And other times, you know, it's almost like, and maybe you're familiar with this, there's a really great meme about, and basically the gist of it is your plan and then the universe's plan. And our plan is, okay, I want this. Now I'm there, you know, like it's just a straight shot. And the universe's plan takes us kind of in these different places. And then we get, you know, it's like on the journey to that end destination, right? And so that was definitely my path and my journey with all of this. And at the same time, it was just such a remarkable experience to actually realize that dream and to live here. My husband, of course, he said yes, you know, and was on board. And our kids were super excited about it. And I have this amazing community here because I've been coming out, you know, for so long. And now that we've been here a little bit longer too, of course, the community has expanded for me. So It's something I honestly, I give gratitude for every single day. And I love to share it because it inspires others to really honor their dream with reverence. Even if it seems like it's something that can't be done, you don't see how it could possibly happen. If it's meant for you, it's going to find its way to you. That's what I truly believe and have experienced. Yeah. Oh,
I couldn't second and agree with that more. And I just, before we started recording this podcast, so we do it video and audio. And I had told her, I was like, my eyes are getting puffier or puffier as the day goes on, because today I've been so honored to have multiple podcast interviews with women, and just the courage that it takes to like stand in their truth and the way that they're sharing their stories and just like living your dream life is so possible. Mm-hmm. And there are so many layers that go in. And yes, in the like 10-foot view in the picture perfect area, it looks like it's like easy and pristine and like a package deal. But the truth is the amount of mm-hmm. layers and the amount of courage that it takes and the amount of like ebbs and flows and ups and downs and moments that we really have to go through to get to that point makes us human, but it's also just like well worth the journey. And I think I'm just sharing that because what you said is a testament of like, you can make anything a reality if it is like called on your heart. And I love that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And you know what comes up for me when you were just sharing that is that, yeah, it does take courage like all along the path because, and this is what I have experienced and what I've witnessed with clients in supporting them on their journey to, you know, that next level, whatever that might be for them. And that is when we have a big dream and we're going for this, whatever it is, we end up facing ourselves in a way that we haven't until we actually commit to the thing we really want. And that can look like fear. It can look like all these judgments and beliefs, like limiting beliefs that we hold about ourselves. It can also show up as I call it resistance, but and it's like resistance to the dream. But what's at the core of that is, do I really deserve it? Am I, you know, can I receive this? It's a level of receiving our good. So it takes courage to face all of that. And we do it by unlocking the door and saying, okay, this is what I want to step into. And then we have to meet ourselves and these aspects of ourselves and kind of have these reckonings and transform. And that's what happens, is a transformation of self. We think we want the thing, and yes, we do. But who we become in the process of that is like awe-inspiring. It really is. It really is.
Yeah, that is so beautifully said. Well, so tell me a little bit about like how these courageous moments have really brought you. I mean, I know you shared physically how it's brought you to this place that you're at, but like, how have these courageous moments like really helped shape and like brought you into just this like life and this soul and woman that you are today?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I feel like it is, I just was listening to a podcast and Jane Fonda was the guest, and she was talking. Yeah. She's you know, such an amazing person and all the different challenges and she's such an ally, you know, an advocate. And so she was sharing about all that. And she said, you know, at the core of it, it really is about, again, like our courage and she said, a lot of times in culture, we say women need to find their voice. And she said, that's not true. We already have a voice. It's use our voice. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is just so on target. And so for me, that has absolutely been the part of my transformation in all the different ways that I've grown. It's really bringing forth what is my truth and, you know, speaking it, whatever those different situations might have been. And again, that takes courage. The more we do it, the more we flex our courage muscles. Just like anything, we get better at it, right? And it can get easier, but in the beginning, it can be super daunting, you know. And we'll tend to want to just like hold back, and I call it stay in our comfort zone, right? Stay, even though we're not happy with it, you know, or we're bored, or it's downright uncomfortable. It's what we know. And so there's a real tendency to want to just stay there. So that was also like a really big part of my learning is, wow, you know, like the risk is worth taking because of what you receive by going through kind of like your own personal fire to get there.
Okay. I'm being called to ask you a little bit about just like, because you are extremely educated and I've gotten like, you had your therapy degree, and then now you not only went through schooling to be a coach, but like now teach coaches. What made you transition from therapy into coaching?
You know, it kind of found me, to be honest, actually, because I loved doing what I did. And as I shared with you all earlier, like I literally, when I was a little kid, it's just part of my nature to, I wanted to get to know you and, oh, if you had an issue, you know, let's figure it out. So it was just totally part of like, just kind of how I be, right? So I loved what I did when I worked as a counselor, you know, like in that whole world. It was very gratifying. And at the same time, you know, as I said, I learned about coaching and it was brand new. And I call them those pings, you know, like, oh, that seems interesting. And even though it wasn't really logical, I was pretty happy doing what I was doing and so on. I wanted to explore it. So I did. And then I kind of got that ping again, like, yeah, let's go deeper with this. And so I made that commitment to go to school and to learn more about it. And what the big difference is, and therapy is so valuable. And so it's never about like, oh, that was like not a good thing, because it totally is. It's such a wonderful modality. And there's so many different kind of adaptations of therapy and therapeutic, you know, kind of applications. And the focus is on a lot of healing and often around trauma, you know, past traumas. So that is so needed in our world, as you know, I mean, yes. And the distinction for me with coaching, and I think because it maybe aligned with me, especially at that time, is where are you now? And where is it that you want to go? So there's a lot of forward movement that can happen in a pretty quick amount of time too. So it's not to say we don't take a look at, okay, what's in the way? Because like we were just talking about with courage, it takes courage to say, okay, stake my claim. I want this, you know, and then it's kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, can I do it? You know, do I deserve to do it? Like whatever the things are that might be in the way of a person really going for it. So it's a different way of walking with a person. Therapy is a little bit more about what happened in the past, and coaching is more about where are you right now and where is it? Where's your stretch? Where's the growth? And let's look at how you can get there. So there's that big distinction for me.
Oh, so beautifully said. And thank you for sharing. I was curious because I think a lot of like, it's a conversation I've been in a lot lately of like, what is the difference? And you summed it up perfectly. It's like really like focusing on where you're going and not where you came from, honoring the present state. What is something that you really just want the audience to like know or just like yearn from your wisdom and just like, yeah. Is there a tidbit or a way that you live your life or like a mantra or?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, my heart just like opened when you said that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know, one of my wish for humanity truly is that we're all living from our highest and our best. And yeah, that is what I am so inspired to share and and to really, I don't know, emphasize and like encourage people to really believe in themselves and what they kind of like, I call it your desires or your wishes. People use different language for it, but like, what is in your heart and your soul? Like, what is it that is calling you or a yearning that you have? And to really trust in that, even if it seems like it's kind of crazy or, you know, it doesn't seem like it's possible or whatever the different barriers might be in the moment, but to really trust that and to like really honor it and nurture it. And then I also have some advice. And this has been, yeah, this has been my, it's kind of like my superpowers. And I like to share that, you know, share the wealth. And one of the things that I've discovered along the way is that the more that we live in alignment with ourselves daily, you know, in our culture, we have that, you know, hustle and, you know, grind it out kind of stuff, which is, like, it's just so, it's the antithesis of really what I teach. I think we do have to have structure and it's good to map out your goals and so on and so forth. But at the core of it, it really is about alignment and energy and what nurtures you, what energizes you. Because what I've discovered is if you're paying attention to your body, your mind, and your soul, like, or your spirit, and you're energizing the activities that you do, the things that you choose to read or taking a walk or, you know, all of those things will contribute to what I call your personal frequency. And when that is higher, it is amazing how things kind of rearrange and align to that higher frequency, if you will, or that higher vibration. And it's amazing like what can happen. It literally is like opening up a portal to where you're meant to go. And that's one of the aspects of what I teach and work with my clients around, because that piece, even though we may maybe believe in that, sometimes we just get so, and I think it's our culture, and we just have a lot of conditioning around it, that we've got to really work hard and put our head down, and then it gets real serious and intense and difficult. And the magic, I promise, is in tending to our alignment. And it's not to say that we aren't going to have to do things in order to, you know, manifest what it is that we want. But wow, it will take you there faster and in sometimes in a very glorious fashion that you cannot ever imagine could happen. The people you meet, the circumstances that come. So that's kind of the secret sauce, I think. Yeah.
Oh, my like cheeks hurt. I like it's hard. Sometimes it's hard being on this other side because I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. But I'm trying to be so mindful not to say that as that you're speaking, but I just like everything that you're saying is resonating so deeply. And I just think that like, right. I think that is when the true magic happens, is when you find that place of alignment and synergy. And it just makes me think we moved up to the mountains just under 2 years ago. And I remember right after we moved up here, we were like, okay, where's the next home we're going to buy? Like, what are we doing? And like, literally, there was like a moment where my husband and I looked at ourselves and we're like, when are we ever just going to enjoy what we've worked so hard to get to, you know? And that has been so much of what I'm doing right now has been birth, because I find it like him too, like he's like he's skyrocketing in his career because that's what he wants to do and like where his like alignment and center is. And like after that realization, I was like, oh my gosh, like is this what I really want to be doing? Or if I just become like so accustomed to the lifestyle and the salary and like the fun things I could buy. And like, you know, like there's a point where it's like, okay, but is this really the highest vibration and truth in which you want to live your life? Thank you for sharing that, because I'm like, I'm lit up, because to experience that is to live a life of purpose and just like being fully authentic. I couldn't get that word out. Authentic to who you are. And just like, really, it's like, like the theme of this year has kind of been taking like five steps aside to be able to move forward. And it's like, I don't want to say backwards, because it's like stepping aside is creating the space.
Oh, yes. Now you got me excited.
I love that you shared that. I'm so glad I asked that question, because I'm like, you have so much wisdom to share. Oh, and I really want the community to know. So like, with that being said, how can this Living Courageously community, how can they like stay in contact with you, like follow you, get on your newsletter, follow your events, see what you have going on live? Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, thank you for that too. So I do have a website and it's easy. It's Diana, D-I-A-N-A, long.com. So boom, if you just go to my website, that's probably the easiest way. And then I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram. And what's the other? Oh, and then I do have an event coming up in February, which is called Visionary 2023. And I'll send you the link. My page is actually up. So that would be awesome. It's going to be in beautiful, sunny San Diego. And I cannot wait to be present with women who have decided to come together and take a stand for what they really want to step into for 2023.
It's going to be awesome. I really love that. And I love that you're like meeting in person again is like happening and pull back and swing, because I think, although I'm grateful for technology, there is something about actually being in the same space and energy with someone. So I'm so happy.
Yes, me too.
Living Courageously community, I will have checked the show notes, all of the links, so that you can stay in contact with her. Thank you so much for being here, for just sharing your love and your truth and your wisdom. And I know the audience can't see, but I hope that they can really feel your radiance. I'm so grateful. Aww.
Thank you. And so much love to you, Ashley. It was so fun to do this with you. Thank you.
I'm really grateful. Living Courageously community, check out the show notes. You can stay in touch with this lovely lady. If this resonates with you, please spread it to another sister, a friend, someone in your community who could really resonate and even benefit from this information. And before we end today's incredible episode with the one and only Diana Long, I really want to ask you, are you ready to stop looking at other people building their dream lives and start building your own? I know I have been there multiple times in my life, and this is why I have created the Living Courageously Blueprint. This is a 12-week group coaching program that is truly just an intentionally guided weekly program that's held in a super sacred, safe, intimate container with other women. It's complemented by this extensive, phenomenally supportive workbook that I've created alongside these weekly meetings to really help you reconnect to the heartbeat of your soul, get specific about the dream that is living inside of you, and create a really tangible, actionable roadmap to bring this into fruition. Applications are now open for the start date. The first phase is February 21st through May 9th. To apply, you can check the show notes or just head over to my website, ashleystrongsmith.com, click on coaching and work with me. You can find out more information. I truly am so honored and excited to hold the space in this container. Are you ready to discover the dream inside of you? Until next time, keep being your courageous self. Have a beautiful day.